Join Gloria Copeland and the Copeland Girls for a Mother's Day Believer's Voice of Victory special. Learn how you can experience God's goodness and fulfill the plan He has for your life.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Happy Mother's Day. I've got some happy mothers with me today from our family. I have Kelly, Marty, this is John's wife, George and Terry. This is Terry of that group.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, and we're here to just share with you, and you can maybe pick up a few pointers because all these girls are happy mothers. They're all wonderful mothers, and they've got great kids. Of course, they happen to be my grandchildren, but they're still great kids, and God has blessed us. And it makes a difference in your family when you put God in the middle of it. We're going to be talking about the master plan in these broadcasts, and the girls are going to be sharing some things with you that they've learned and experienced in walking out the master plan, and we'll all learn something from them, I'm sure. So we'll be right back. Don't miss it.
I was a teenage unwed mother and wasn't a believer at the time, but my grandmother had raised me in the church, and so I knew to pray. You know, I knew if things got too bad, you just pray. Well, I'm unemployed. I don't know how I'm going to provide for my children. I ended up on welfare, but every day I would put my children down and I would turn on the television and Brother Copeland would come on. Well, he would say things and I would follow behind him with a word and just life being imparted into me. And I couldn't afford the tapes. I didn't have any money. And I had joined this church and this little lady walked by me one day with a bag of tapes and said, God wants you to have these. You know, so I took the tapes and I saw Kenneth Copeland's name on them. You know, I'm 21 years old at the time. And every day for 4 years, I would spend 4 to 5 hours a day sitting with those tapes over a little desk. And I would just listen and I would listen and I would cry. I would stop the tapes and I would listen and I would listen day in and day out. You know, and just thinking about how the life of God was being imparted into me. And I wasn't doing it because I felt like I was called to ministry. I was doing it because I wanted a change in my life. I wanted to be able to provide for my children.
Did things begin to change in the natural as you began to get the Word of God down in you?
Absolutely. And after the first year, I took my welfare check into the social worker's office. I put the check down on the desk and I told her, I said, this is the last check that I will ever have to receive from you because the Lord had blessed me. I would sow 10% of everything I had. And so I started tithing off of that welfare check, and in 1 year I was off of welfare and had secured a job with the telephone company, and things just changed from there on.
Melva took her 11-year-old twins and moved to Oklahoma, where she attended Rhema Bible Training Center. When she graduated in 1992, Melva and the children returned to Milwaukee to begin the next chapter of their lives. The changes in Melva and her walk with the Lord became a challenge to the young man that desired a more serious relationship with this amazing woman.
After we had met, she said, what would it take for you to be saved? What would you have to give up? And the only thing I could think of was the clubs. And at the time, I was kind of getting tired of it anyway. And so I gave my life to Christ, and she led me to Christ, and immediately, listen to this, Copeland tapes. I remember just sitting in her room, in the living room at her grandmother's house, with the headphones on, listening to these tapes, and I was crying. I had never heard anything like this. And I never knew that the Word of God could change your life. All I ever wanted to do was play basketball. That was my dream. That was my desire. I didn't have a plan B. And so when I had a hip injury that kind of derailed that, I was just kind of living life until the next thing happened. And the next thing that happened was this woman here. And the thing that changed me was she didn't just come with a pretty face. She came with life inside of her. And that's what made me live again.
Skip Henderson attended and graduated from Rhema. And in 1994, Melva became his wife. Together, they raised her twins and expanded their family with children of their own. They entered the ministry and served faithfully on the staff of a local church for over 17 years. With clear direction from the Lord, in January of 2007, Skip and Melva Henderson became the founding pastors of World Outreach and Bible Training Center, located in the heart of the city.
And so we're just expecting something just powerful to happen here in the city of Milwaukee. And I believe that KCM being here is a real big, intricate part, actually the spark of it. Because Milwaukee needs to see something bigger than what's going on here. Milwaukee needs to experience people really living in true victory.
It's just been awesome to see what God has done and how He's worked in our lives and now in the lives of the people that He's blessed us to be able to touch.
And all we've done is taught what we've learned from Copeland's Ministries. That's it. We just taught the same things that we've learned, and it's increased the people.
When I do sit back and reflect on what the Lord has done for me, you know, I went from an individual who was alone, abandoned, to someone who now understands that I have a purpose in life and that I am going to fulfill and do everything that God has commissioned me to do. It's an awesome thing. The Word of God works. And I'm just a little girl who dared to trust God and His Word for Gloria specifically. I remember sitting on my couch and just listening to her teach. You know, one of the messages that she taught was, "You are an overcomer." You know, I didn't feel like I was an overcomer. I had made so many wrong decisions in my life because I didn't have any guidance. You know, my grandmother did her best. And when she told me, "You are an overcomer," her words just rang in my heart. And so Gloria Copeland was like my first lady, the first woman that really ever spiritually invested in my life. So to her, I would just say, thank you. Thank you for being obedient. You know, you didn't know years ago, you know, that one day I would be behind the television, you know, that I would be there. Melva, little Melva Henderson would be there, but I was there and I was listening. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Melva. That was a great testimony. Does that bless you or what? And Kelly and Marty and Terry and I, we can identify with that. Now, Ken and I was not a single mother, but Ken and I were extremely broke, and we needed help, and we didn't know what we were going to do next. And when we turned to the Word of God and the Lord, we began to come out of trouble, and that's what happened to Melva. In the natural, you know, you'd think, well, she's going to have just a hard time, and I'm sure things weren't easy. But she got on the Word of God, and God began to move in her life. And that's what we did. That's what these girls have done, although they've had more Word at a younger age than Melva did or I did. But whatever age you are, you know, you may be about to celebrate your 100th birthday, but the Word is still true for you. God is there for you. He will help you. Melva heard the Word. She believed it. She received it. She acted on it. And now she and Skip are helping others to hear and to do and to have the same success. The Word of God makes all the difference. Now, we're still talking this week about the master plan. We've spent a lot of time on it, but it's so important. God has a plan for your life. It is a wonderful plan. It's a great plan. And if you'll just turn to Him and give Him time and give Him attention, He'll begin to direct your steps. Melva had no idea, I'm sure, that she was going to be a pastor's wife back when she was a single mother and just trying to keep food on the table. But God had a plan for her. What did she have to do? She had to turn her face toward Him. She had to listen to the Word of God and let the truth of God's Word get in her eyes, in her ears, and get down into her heart and begin to talk to her and lead her and guide her. And that is true wherever you are in life. You can be born in a Christian family and have a good background, but if you don't get into the Word, you'll be pulled back off into a path you don't want to go. You can be born in the gutter. You can just be born out of just off the street, under a bridge. It doesn't matter. God has a plan for you. And if you'll turn toward Him, just make Jesus the Lord of your life if you've never done that, and turn toward Him and start to listen to Him and be taught by the Word of God. Teaching makes all the difference. Ken and I were born again. We were filled with the Holy Spirit, but really, our outer lives began to change when we began to see what God actually had said to us in His Word. Now, this let's read the scripture we use for the master plan a lot, Ephesians 2, verse 8, in the New Living. This is actually where this master plan, one of the places, one of the scriptures that really blessed me in teaching on this. God saved you by His special favor when you believed. Now, see, you can see that in Melva's life. When she believed and she turned to the Lord, she was saved. Now, you couldn't see it from the outside immediately, but inside, she was born again, and soon outside began to change. You can't take credit for this. It's a gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. Thank God. Salvation works. It works for the criminal. It would work for a murderer. It would work for any kind of terrible sinner or for somebody who's been a decent person all their lives. The Word of God works. The plan of salvation is there. You know, you can't be good enough on your own. You have to be born over again, and that's where making Jesus Lord of your life has to be done. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. So we are a masterpiece with a master plan. God has a plan for our lives. Individual, it's a great plan. You come to Him and you just stay with your face turned toward Him and in His Word, and you'll begin to find that plan for your life. And now, Proverbs 4:18 says, the path, well, it talks up here about when you walk, when you, in verse 11, it says, I have taught you, this is amplified, I have taught you, this is Proverbs 4:11, I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom, which is insight into the ways and purposes of God. Now, that's what you get when you study the Word of God. You begin to see what God says about things. And when you receive it, faith comes in your heart for it to be manifested in your life. Into the ways and purposes of God, I have led you. This is wisdom talking in Proverbs 4. I have led you in paths of uprightness. When you turn your face to the Lord, and you've already made Jesus the Lord of your life, the Spirit of God's come in to teach you something, and you turn your face, or you could say, give your attention to the Lord. He begins to lead you in your path. Verse 12 says, when you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. When is that? When you've got your face turned to the Lord. When you run, you shall not stumble. When is that? When you're out there in the world, living like the world, thinking like the world. No, when you've got your face turned to the Lord, you'll walk and you won't stumble. And here's the instruction. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. And then verse 18 says, well, it tells you to enter not in the path of the wicked. Avoid it. In other words, don't go to those old places you used to go. If you want a new life, turn your face toward God and turn your back on the old life, the things that were trying to steal and kill and destroy your life. Verse 18 says in Amplified, but the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn that shines more and more clearer, more and brighter, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day. The light of God shines on your path when you give God your attention, you know where to walk. You know what path to take. You come to a fork in the road, you'll know what to do. The wisdom of God. So God's got a master plan, and we are His masterpiece. And we're just going to discuss some things today. I've asked the girls to share with us some things they've learned in their walk. They're all women of faith. They've raised strong and fine children that all serve the Lord. We don't have any rebellious children in our family. Now, why is that? Because they've been taught from a child which way to walk. And even if your child is a little older than that now, you can begin to impart to them the words that will cause them to walk out the master plan for their lives. And so we're just sharing some things with you this week. I've already shared a lot, but the girls are going to share things they've learned. They've raised families. They're successful wives and mothers and ministers of the gospel. They've been able to do whatever God's called them to do and do it in the power of God. And so I'm going to start with Kelly. She's going to share some things with us that she's learned about the Word and walking the path.
Well, I love the scriptures, Mother, that you've already read to us. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn. You know, I wrote in my Bible, it's like a porch light.
That's good.
You know, you're out in the dark, stumbling around, and that may be where you are today. You may feel like, I don't even know what to do next. But when you get in the Word of God and you allow the wisdom of God to come to you, the light will come on. And walking in His way is just like that. It's like walking towards, it's like the longer you walk in it, the lighter things get, the brighter, the wiser you become in the way to walk out His plan. And there's a
That's
scripture,
right.
And you know, you have to be like Melva, where she just, She fed on the Word of God until she trusted. You know, I would not trust these women sitting at this table if I didn't know them. But I know I can trust every single one of these ladies because they've been there. And they've picked me up many times and they've helped me and they've straightened me out and they've given me some good finger talk. You know what that is? That's when they either they do the finger or you just sense that they would like to point their finger at you and they're restraining themselves. But their words are very corrective, and I've been corrected by all of them, and I love it.
I think we've probably been corrected by you a few times,
no.
even though I am the mother here.
Well, I did tell you change your shoes, but no. But that's good because
sure
wisdom,
is.
You have to realize where wisdom is coming from you. It may come from your children. I've had it come to me from my children. I've had the wisdom of the Lord come from brother, sister, mother, father, the Word of God, friend.
That's right.
Teaching broadcasts, tapes that you listen to. You have to learn to recognize the wisdom of God. And right just over where you were in Proverbs, says, don't turn your back on wisdom.
That's right.
And really, you know, people say, you know, the real definition, in my opinion, of foolishness is turning your back on wisdom. It's one thing to be ignorant of something, but to be offered the information, to be offered the wisdom to fix it, and you turn your back on that,
that
is foolishness.
That's like coming to the crossroads. There's a shining path, and then there's another path. And you turn your back on the dark path and you take the shining path and you keep going up. Now, that's what Melva did, but she didn't just wait for something to come to her or wait for the pastor to come visit her. She took the Word of God. She found it. She found it on the broadcast. I'm sure she found it in church. And she took it and she went the shining path. She didn't turn her back
on
wisdom.
For 4 years. She's not just like she did this for a few weeks. She did it for 4 hours a day for 4 years. How many people do you know?
I'll tell you what, the people that I do know that have done it, they have had the same results that she got.
They have.
I mean, we did it. Ken and I did it.
It's taking the Word of God and saying, she said, this wasn't about building a future. This wasn't about being called to the ministry. This was about, I wanted change in my life.
That's exactly
right. And she was diligent with the Word of God. And the great thing is, if it worked for her, it'll work for you just as good.
Because that's exactly right.
As a wise woman I know once said, faith is the great equalizer.
That's right.
All you have to do is get in the Word and get in the Word and get in the Word. It was interesting. I noticed she said that after she had been so diligent to pursue and pursue and pursue through those tapes, that she went into the welfare office and said, I will not get another check from you.
She said that by faith.
You can see that as her faith grew and grew, then she prophesied her future.
Mm-hmm. And she was bold about it. You get bold. Mm-hmm. You know, I was sort of a quiet person.
The Word makes you bold.
But you get bold on the Word of God. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, just as y'all were talking, I was thinking how people treat that backwards. They want to have wisdom before they go sit down to read the Bible. They say, well, I just don't understand. It just didn't do anything for me. Right. But what you have to do, what she did, you know, for years you've heard faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But it was only the other day that I realized how out of context I have thought that scripture, because Dad was teaching about, and he just kind of passed over it, but how can they hear without a preacher? You have to hear the faith comes when you hear the word expounded.
That's right. By with
the anointing. Mm-hmm. And so we read that so often out of context. So that is so crucial. Not that somebody can't dig in here and get it, but when you can take a giant leap forward listening this week, last week as we ministered to you. If you didn't get it, go online and watch the broadcast from the dailies that we did all week long, talking to you about how to live your life this way, because you can trust the Lord. But get digging in His Word, hearing it preached, you're going to begin to trust Him at a greater level. The Bible says in Psalm 32:8, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life.
Mm-hmm,
Melva
good.
Didn't know that's what she was stepping off into. She just heard the word, faith came, and she latched onto
it.
She didn't know there was a master plan. She didn't know the things that we're sitting here talking to you about. You're getting some inside information today. But this says, He says, I will guide you. And He did. He guided her along the way. The best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Don't be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control.
Yeah.
And that's where people try to live this life with God, and they want to trust Him, and they want to do what He says, but yet there's all these circumstances that they have to take care of. And the Lord's trying to, you know, pull them with the bridle bit to get them onto His master plan. And it's just so easy to just put confidence in Him, get in the Word until that comes out of you and comes up in you. You know, in Ephesians, right above where you were reading, describes Melva and her family perfectly. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of His grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united in Christ Jesus. You know, Mother, I want to say to you today, Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I know we all
just love you and admire you so much, but the Lord has used you like this for us, that He points to you for us.
That's
and He says, you
me.
Can have a life of wealth, and wealth is not just money.
That's
the least of it. Just a wealth in your family and a wealth of grace and health and life and joy.
That all comes out of the Word of God.
It does. So happy Mother's
Day. Well, thank you.
Thank you for
being
a good example to all
thank
of us,
you,
the First
Sharon.
Lady, as Melba said.
We'll be right back.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives. But with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever.
I want to give you an opportunity. If you've never given yourself over to the Lord, made Jesus the Lord of your life, just do it right now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I give myself into your hands, or something to that effect. You don't have to say exact words, but just let the Lord in. That's all he wants. Just open the door and make Jesus the Lord of your life. And when you do that, we'll send you these free books, the Salvation Package, absolutely free. And that precious Melva, she wanted some books. She wanted some material. And here we're giving these free to you. And then we have a Mother's Day gift for you. We're giving you this series called Becoming a Woman of God. These are our four CDs, absolutely free. We're going to let you receive it for your special gift. We want you. You don't even have to be a mother to get it.
But you just, if you had a mother, that's all you need.
Well, everybody had a mother. I have a mother. Mother, we want to, Mary Lois Neese, we want to wish you a happy Mother's Day today. Aww. You're the best we've ever seen in our lives. You're such a good mother. Thank you. And you know this, if you want to change, you have to make a change. If you want the Lord in your life, open the door to him. You may even be born again, but not serving, haven't served him, don't give him the time of day. Well, if you want the time of day from him, if you want him in on your deal, you let him in and he'll come in. Jesus wants to help you in your life. Melva, that was a great testimony. That was such a great testimony, and we appreciate it. Skip, thank you for sharing that with us. That was inspiring.
It was. You know, this set, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. There's no excuse.
That's right.
It could be for somebody what those tapes did for Melba. It could be the open door for you to make that change Mother was talking about. There's no excuse.
And Melba did what you have to do. She got in the Word. You can just say, well, I want to change, but if you never give the Lord any time to help you, to teach you, to enlighten you, to direct you on your path, you're not going to get where you want to go. You have to open the door and say, Jesus, come in and then listen to the Spirit of God. Spend time in the Word. Get under the teaching of the Word. Find a good church that teaches the Word of God and believes, and they have faith in God that He can heal and deliver. You get in there and grow. We'll see you again soon. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of today's broadcast on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free CD series, Becoming a Woman of God. It's our Mother's Day gift to you. To receive your copy, log on to kcm.org. You may call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011, or write to us at Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.